individually, you know, for years I've wanted to understand what success looks like. And so broader, if I'm going to start, you know, representing other artists as well, I got to understand even beyond myself what success looks like for others.
You've always had a very active social media presence and been very smart and savvy about presenting your work online, on social media, to people all over the world who have purchased your art. A lot of artists are just learning how to do this. Do you think that your past experience has helped you also to get through a lot of this?
Yeah, I do. In sort of the current state we're living in, I don't quite understand how all of that experience is going to help moving forward, because I don't think anybody has a clear picture on what moving forward quite looks like yet.
Because now you do have a brick and mortar gallery and you want people to come there. So you're kind of flipping your model.
You know, from 2008 to 2012, I was pretty much an internet business selling online. And as I've grown in my career and grown as an artist, I think art is one of those interesting, especially fine art, niche areas where relationships are just so important. And as I've grown, the internet is a great tool and social media is a great tool to help build your brand, reinforce your brand. But to me, I think living and working in Indianapolis, I've become so focused on just real relationships with real people in this market and the strength that comes with that.
You're also a brand manager for a line of paints, and the whole technology Zoom meetings have become very important in your life.
Yes, I am. I've been a brand ambassador for a paint company for 6 years now. 7 to 10 times a year, I go and do demos of their paint at, you know, universities and art stores around the Midwest. But there's about 25 other ambassadors across the country, all professional artists. We're starting to do Zoom meetings, you know, with the group, being a fly on the wall for these conversations with artists from all over the country and hearing, you know, how they're pivoting, hearing how their galleries are pivoting, hearing their thoughts and how this is affecting their business. It's been so helpful just to get the wheels turning on what is the next phase going to look like.
You are a plein air painter, though. Of all the artists out there dealing with this right now, your workspace is readily available.
That's so true. And admittedly, I haven't really been taking advantage of, you know, painting outside. Like I've only snuck out a few times to get out and paint. I've really been planning the next grand opening, and I don't obviously have a date set for that yet. But you know, now that I have the time, I figured I would use it to go even bigger and harder and even more ambitious. And I certainly have something planned for that.
Are you going to share a little bit of that with us?
I will. So I decided to do a group exhibition. I sat down and made a list. Who would I want to exhibit with? Whose work am I out there, you know, loving, paying attention to, but also buying? And so I invited 39 other painters. And my wife and I, we own a combined 102 original paintings by these painters, some of them local, but 30 of them are from out there, and they're truly the painters that I've invested in and you know, followed their careers, and I'm super honored to bring this show to Indianapolis.
Well, we're looking forward to being back in the gallery with you again, Justin. Thank you.
Yeah, I can't wait. Thank you.